Candy canes, Christmas cookies, sweets are everywhere during the holiday season, which means there are a lot of adults and kids getting sugar highs. But what about those artificial food dyes that are in many of those sweets? Well, some studies are showing that they, too, can increase hyperactivity in children. Leslie McClurg of member station KQED explains.
Shopping for sweets is tricky for Alex Bevins. The 14-year-old scrutinizes a bag of lollipops at Save Mart in Carson City, Nevada.
Get this. It has red 40, red 3, yellow 5, blue 1, blue 2 Lake, yellow 6 Lake, yellow 6.
Yeah, that is absolutely toxic. Yeah.
That's Alex's mom, Rebecca. She says her son is highly sensitive to food coloring. Each pigment sends him on a different ride.
So red,
hyper.
Green,
mania.
Blue,
it's down in the dumps, really.
And yellow, angry outbursts.
Hate for every living thing.
Rebecca remembers the moment she began connecting her son's diet to strange behaviors. Alex was in second grade. He complained he couldn't focus because his brain was buzzing.
It's like if you played a decibel machine and you just kept turning the tone and the sound up, it just got really ear-piercing.
He melted down multiple times a day.
Screaming and crying and just being completely out of control with my own body.
Rebecca shudders as she recounts one episode when Alex was 7. He was shredding his clothes and scratching himself on his bed.
And he looked at me and said, please get me a knife. I want to kill myself. I don't want to live like this anymore.
Rebecca felt helpless. Her doctors didn't have answers. So she scoured the internet. One night, she stumbled across a teenager's blog that rang a bell. The tale suggested food coloring could be why Alex struggled with erratic mood swings. The next morning, Rebecca threw out everything from popsicles to popcorn.
And he crashed.
Alex was like an addict detoxing.
I had no stamina, no strength.
He was even sore to the touch. But the good news was,
the suicidal thoughts and the tantrums ended within 5 days.
And after 6 months?
It completely changed who I was. I could finally be able to focus for once.
We've been contacted by over 2,000 families reporting their experiences with food dyes.
Lisa Lefferts works for the advocacy group Center for Science in the Public Interest.
When their child is off of dyes, they're just, you know, lovely children. And on dyes, they're like a completely different person.
Artificial food coloring is made from petroleum. The Federal Food and Drug Administration approves its use to enhance the color of processed stuff. Lefferts says it's in 40% of foods marketed to kids. It's found in surprising items like sunscreen, cough syrup.
Even things like pickles or salad dressing.
Lefferts' group is lobbying federal officials to add a warning label to these products. That's what they do in Europe.
So in Europe, it says that those dyes may have an adverse effect on attention and activity in children.
Jim Coughlin says that's going way too far. He's an independent nutritional toxicology consultant.
To put a consumer warning across every food and beverage product that contains a synthetic color, we would be way overstating the risk. It's not scientifically justified at this point.
The FDA reviewed 35 years of research and determined there was not enough evidence to prove artificial dyes cause hyperactivity. That was in 2011. Since then, Joel Nigg also did a comprehensive review of the research. He's a psychologist at Oregon Health and Science University.
Because the studies are small and outdated, one can question whether they are convincing, but they do show a causal effect if one wants to believe them.
Nigg estimates that about 1 in 20 kids with ADHD is likely sensitive to chemical dyes. That's a small percentage, but
you're still talking tens of thousands of children that could have a preventable influence on their ADHD.
And that doesn't explain cases like Alex, who doesn't have a neurological or learning disorder. The data is far from perfect. But Nigg says you can't ignore the information that suggests food coloring is not benign.
And I think we'll be surprised in the future that we were so laissez-faire about adding so many synthetic chemicals and thinking they wouldn't do anything to children's brains.
That's why the issue is back on the table at the state and federal level. California state scientists are in the midst of reviewing the latest human and animal studies. They expect a conclusive report by summer. As they wrap up their shopping, the Bevins head to the freezer section. Alex picks up a pint of Monster Cookie flavor ice cream.
My surprise. There's no dyes in here, actually.
Beet juice, beta-carotene, turmeric, spirulina extract.
Rebecca wishes more companies added natural dyes to create vibrant colors. She tosses the pint in her cart. For Here and Now, I'm Leslie McClurg in Carson City.